Christian Church. We are so happy to have you here beyond person. Please enjoy these announcements.
Now, as Life Christian Church, you have access to thousands of Bible videos on Right Now Media. Con Church, get your invite all children you know join us on Sunday. This will take place 11 o'clock on June the 2nd. Be sure to have them rubby so they can mind.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming. I'd just like to thank the church for allowing Freedom Ministry to be part of this church. Ministry, though, we help others. We help others break the chain. And furthermore, we witness to all walks of life, no matter what it is, that lead them there. And to let you know what Freedom Connection is and what we do that are being bullied, kids, PTSD, domestic, drug addiction, all kind of that we can deal with it. Anger. Biggest thing is going out to the community, talking to people and older people, and them with and literature, and let them know about our trip and what we. I'm asking. I have a big event coming on the 20th. Hold on. It's trucks and cars and all included. Anything with wheels can come to them for providers, youth, family members, women. I don't care. I would like y'all to invest time with this. It's a big event. It's going to have motorcycles, cars, trucks be there that you can drive on the street, things, and free food. Free. Just need home tea. And your youth can get in. I will buy a seat in it. Thank you.
One, please stay. Join us. Two, three, four, five, six.
But it couldn't fit me. Man's empty pictures that never enough. And you came along and put me back together. Every desire is out here in your love. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing is better than you. I'm not afraid to show you me. Failures are routine at all, and you still call me. It's the God about. It's the God about me. There's a place you see in grace won't find again. There's a thing better than you, better than you, Lord. There's nothing is better than you. Oh, the better than you, the better than you, Lord. Nothing is better than you. You torn and sin, you beauty ashes, you tame glory. You're the only one. You know dancing, you beauty ashes, punch into me. You're the only one who ends. Who turns into this. Who turns into me. Who turns into ways. You're the only one who ends. Oh, love ends. There's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you. But there's nothing. Nothing's better than you. Well, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you. You today. You give me fortune. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can. You turn back. You turn bones to water. You turn seas to fire. You're the only one who can. You're the only one who can. You're the only one who can.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity to come here and sing for the church and your name that you have and will continue to do in our lives. And I just pray that worship can bring you joy to your name and feel presence through the room as we sing. In your
one, two, one, two, three.
Trouble break me, won't break me, won't let me more. Must have I was faithless when it came to my heart. That song will never die. I love is the reason why I'll survive. See us roll back their rock. Cause I know your love is mine. I know your love is mine. I'll sing the night to morning. I'll sing the wind to rain. I'll sing the wind to present whenever I can. If the devil know not to.
You may be seated.
One, two, intro.
Oh,
I was trying to come up with an idea. I see no why we do communion and its importance. For most heard this theme maybe once or twice. Luke 19, as a specifically prepared Passover supper was ended, took rest and broke it, and gave it to his apostles, saying, "My body, which is given for you, do this in remembrance of me." This is take it every Sunday. And those little cups, I feel like just go through emotions now. We don't actually listen in them for what Jesus did for us. When I was a kid, I used to they were supposed to get, like little mini refreshments. I believe still is. I think it's very important that we remember to appreciate everything that has been laid upon us as gifts. So please take this time and be in touch. We need to listen to everything he has to say, be in his presence, and worship the son he gave up for us. Please pray with me. Dear Son's Day and everything that you've given us, remembering all that you've done for us to save us from our sins and be with you. I hope and listen to you and pray to you and let wash off Jesus.
Right. So you, Son, if you've been by the kids on the stage. That's why also Sunday equally exciting. We're going to be honoring our three seniors here. If you are who is graduating, raise your hand. One, two, three. Okay. All right. I seem to remember me telling the kids to sit in the front. So I see you, Jen and Dee. Get up here. Find a place. You two. All right. While they're on their way up here. The only reason debate place is because I figured if my brother can do it, anyone can. My Jew with a form of debate called policy. Policy is a very cool form of debate. You had to get as much as 8 minutes. So, topic for that, the United States federal government should increase military and or development of the world's oceans. I remember beyond me. But that was, you had this. In your speeches, the United States substantial military exploration and development of the world's oceans for 8 minutes. In addition, you had to argue that your plan was the plan that work or else the world will explode. I'm not had to argue your plan was the only plan that can work or else die by annihilation or global warming killing us all. Paul, don't mess around. My second year, I did a called Congress. It's like regular Congress, except we had stuff done. That's the only political state. But when I first debate, I hated public speaking. I hated the idea of getting in front of people and speak. I felt completely scared. Our first debate, my first mock debate, in front of the class, and I was a little speech for the speech. My up there, and I seized up. I was completely. That's life, isn't it? In life, a lot of times we are shoved into situations, no idea what we're supposed to do. Good example of this, graduation. So, like I said, it's graduation Sunday as well, and we're doing ours later. Now, some may feel like you have a plan for graduation. You may feel like you have a plan, but you don't have. Maybe you don't have a plan at all. You have no idea what you're trying to graduation. Whatever category you're in, you probably fell down an unprepared chapter in life. Trust me, everyone who has ever graduated high school has felt the same way. Ask in this room graduated high school, and they will tell you the anxiety, the fear, the what am I supposed to do about it. Because it's a bitch in life. This doesn't just go to though. It's for our everyday lives as well. We're all in a situation where we don't know what. But there is one. There is one who you can always rely on for guidance. There is one. You can always know who always should go. There is one who never. Before we get that one who knows all of these things, let's go back. Hey, back. Around 1300 BC. They're living in, which is now northwest Saudi Arabia. And they lived there not by choice, but by necessity. The man was once Egyptian royalty, but was driven to the land after committing murder. The man's name was Moses. Now, some of you know who I'm talking about, but for those who don't, Moses was born in Egypt, a Hebrew. And at the time in Egyptian history, Hebrews were persecuted and enslaved. It got where the leader of Egypt decreed all male babies should be thrown into the Nile to die. And Moses, being born a Hebrew, wanted for him. And so him in a basket floated down the Nile, hoping for a better life for him. Eventually, that basket came upon royal family. And afterwards, raised as royalty. It wasn't until that he realized the suffering of his people, he ended up killing a guard over the Hebrew slaves, and caused him to flee Midian. And that's where we pick up in our story. So Moses was tending to the herds of his father-in-law, Jethro, from out the Sinai Peninsula, which is current-day Egypt. And the Lord appeared to Moses in a form of a which was a blaze, not soon. And this burning bush, Moses, go and let Pharaoh know to let God's people. But when Moses has this great responsibility, the Exodus began. This chapter is 10. Come, I will send Pharaoh, that you may bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. But Moses, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Egypt? But I will be with you, God for you, that I have seen you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall God. Then Moses said to God, if I do the people say to them, God your fathers has sent me to you. And they asked, what is his name? Say to him. He said to Moses, I am. I am. And say to the people of Israel, I am, has sent me. Up again, I promise that I will up affliction into the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and the land of Canaan. Moses' first reaction to being tasked with this. Why would you ask? How many of you have that before? Those I have. Who am I that you would call me into ministry? Who am I me to preach your word? Where's my cause? Why me? But how to respond to Moses? I be there with you. It doesn't choose well because there are no flawless people. It chooses you in spite of your weakness and your flaws. I am God says, I will be with you, and I will make you prepared. Another excuse you asked of me. God says, I am. Once again, God promises that he will follow through. Continue onward. Picking up in chapter 4, 1 through 9. Then Moses answered, but behold, they will not listen. For they will say, the Lord did not appear. The Lord him what? He said, a staff. Throw it on. He threw it on the ground, it became a serpent. And Moses it. But the Lord said, put out your hand and catch it by the tail. So the man caught the staff in his hand. That they believe in the fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob appeared to him. Again, the Lord said to him, put your hand aside, his hand aside, he took it out. Behold, his hand was like. Then put your hand back inside your cloak. And back inside, and we behold, it was restored like the rest of it. If they believe, God said, or listen to the first sign, they will latter sign. If they will not believe even the two signs, or little voice, use some water from the Nile, and pour it onto dry ground, and that take from the Nile will become blood on the Moses tries to make excuses as under this. They're not going to believe me. Why do they find our things? They're not going to believe me. Why should I do that? I'm able to even. If you in your mind, you cannot do it. Right. Not because it's impossible, but because you have deemed it. So, what the heck? God gives him not one, not two, but three different signs, different miracles. His power. Very interesting. Let's continue. Verses 10. But Moses said to the Lord, oh my, I am not either in the past or since you have spoken, servant, slow of tongue. Then the man's mouth. Who made him mute or see blind? Is not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your and what you shall speak.
This is where I found before doing debate in high school. I was fine with the idea of speaking in public.
I had no idea how to do it.
But how did God respond to this here?
He says, who gave you the ability to speak? I gave your mouth the ability to speak. And I'm this for you. And if I have asked to go and tell to let God, to let my people go, I think I'm going to give you the ability to do that. And all of that.
It's this.
When God told Moses to go to Pharaoh, he started making it as to why he's not the one. But after each excuse, God Moses, now he was
him to succeed. Here's the thing. God never gives us more than we handle. I said before, we're thrown in situations in which we are star bread.
What do I do? How do I? What am I doing?
Natural instinct is to start making excuses that can't be done. Christ, all things are possible. Philippians 13 says that I can do things through Christ who strengthens me. All things. Even those that you like you can do, Jesus says, can do it through me. To my seniors who are graduating, you're about to be thrust into an entirely different than what you're used to. The friends you've made, the memories you've created, they're all passing. Now, you might keep in contact with your friends as you go on, but for some, you're moving away from your friends into a different world and have to make new ones.
And you might be wondering to yourself, what am I supposed to do? Lord, I know what I'm supposed to do, but I don't think I have the ability to do it.
For everyone else, there are plenty of situations in life where we don't know what we're supposed to do. Marriage issues, problems at work, finances. There are so many of these situations. But if God can equip someone like Moses, he can equip someone like you. God never gives us more than what we can handle. All you need do is ask for help. Stepping into a new chapter of life is both an exciting and terrifying notion. You may know exactly what you may feel like you have no idea what you want to do after high school. But no matter what category you find yourself in, know this. Jesus is in control. He knows what is best for you. And he will equip you. He had the boldness to stare down the most powerful man in the ancient world and demand that he let God's people go. He was given the strength and the courage to lead an entire people out of Egypt into the land which was promised to his, and he was given the ability to split seas so that his people could walk through. You know what God was able to do for me? When he equipped me? Like I said before, I used to be terrified of public speaking. Look at where I am today for a living. God gave me the tools and the people necessary to help me conquer my fear. So if God can work through someone like Moses, he can certainly work through someone like you. My seniors, do not fear the road ahead. Embrace it. Embrace the change. Face your fears and always remember this. Jesus is there with you through it all. He will never abandon you. And he always equips us for the next step. The same one who created the universe, the same one who came to earth, one who died for our sins and rose again, is equipping you for the future. What have we to fear? Remember this. Not just my seniors, but everyone in this room who is going through a time where you Jesus always equips us for what we need to do. All you need to do is ask. Let's pray.
Lord, we thank you for this time to be here. And we thank you for our seniors who are here. We thank you that you're equipping them for the future. As they separate ways, I pray that you continue to be there with them. You continue to let them know that they are loved by you. If there's anyone else in this room, they don't know what to do. I pray that you give them confidence. I pray that you give them courage. Give them whatever they need. Let them know that you're there with them and that you're equipping them for the future. Love you, and we thank you.
It is never too late to come back to Jesus. If you feel like you need to make a decision for Jesus today, you can come forward during this song. Jesus loves you. In spite of your weaknesses, in spite of your failures, in spite of your flaws, Jesus knows them all. He still loves you. So if you feel like you need to make a decision for Jesus today, you can come forward during the song as we sing.
There's nothing worth more goals, no thing can compare your sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free undone. Your presence, Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. Overcome by your presence, Lord. There's no will ever come close, no thing can compare. You're our living hope, your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be by your presence, Lord. Your
Well, we have a baptism today. This is Corbin. He has been coming to our Vine Youth Group for a number of months now. And so, Corbin, repeat after me. I believe that Jesus
is the Son of the living God,
and I accept him.
So you got to hear from me anyway today. Didn't they do great? They did. So when you look up here and you're working hard to make this service happen, and it didn't just take these guys up here have the talent, but we had greeters, we have people up in the, it takes a lot to make it happen, and they're learning, they're the future, and it's wonderful. And then we don't see this every week, do we? See, we don't see them every week doing this same thing downstairs. They're doing their own church service, and they're learning, and that's what we're about here at Real Life Christian Church, is growing together. Isn't it wonderful? It's wonderful. Now, I'm going to shut up for a minute, and we're going to get ready for this baptism, and we're going to celebrate this, because I want you to know that have chosen, yeah. Yep. And none of that happens without the support, the things that you all give, not just the money, but the attention that you give makes a difference in these young people's lives. What a wonder. Turn these kids loose to sing one more song for you, all right?
One, two, intro, two, three, four. Verse 1.
Oh, God of wonders, your power has no end. The ingrained
mountain, you can move. All things are possible. There's no broken bow that you can't save. All things are possible. The darkest night, you can light it, up. Oh God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome. What? Oh God of revival, you rose in victory. Forever on the throne. So why should my heart fear? I will trust in you alone. Peace and all you can break through. No, all things are possible. There's no broken body you can't. The darkest night, you light it up. You God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome. You've already God of revival. In the city, oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Humble, I hear the chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Come awaken the city, oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. I hear the chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. You can light it up, you can light it up. Oh God of revival, death is overcome. You've already won. Oh God of revival, awaken your people. Come awaken this city. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Oh come, I hear the chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out.
About, isn't it? You know, that's three baptisms in the last 7 days. We can celebrate that. We had one Tuesday here, that, you know, and that's what I want to make important on Sunday morning. If you call me any day of the week at any time, I'll meet you here and we'll make that decision. It doesn't have to be. What's important is that now you made that decision, is taking that step. That step of baptism. What a glory. I do want you all to stick around for a few minutes, because they're going to do a senior thing here where he's going to show you some things about these seniors. But this was kind of thrown upon. Yeah, I didn't get to prepare this week. I should have prepared more. Like when he talked about Moses throwing down the staff and it turned into a snake and God told him to get it, I'd say, no, you get it. You know, I wouldn't. We are proud to be a part of this family. But we're here for you more than just Sunday morning. And we want you to know that. So, and we can't, and tell us what you need. You know, it's just like Santo is starting this Freedom Connections ministry. And if you want to volunteer with that, see Santo's show here. It's going to take a lot of people. And we, you know, and go see Santo. He wants to order you a t-shirt so that you can volunteer and go see him out in the vestibule. These are opportunities for you to help. I know what a difference that makes. Because the Christian life is not just about coming in here and singing songs, taking communion. And that's what we're here to do. All right, Noah's here. I'm going to give him this since he set me up with this thing, you know. And he broke my lapel mic, my ear loop. So
it was broken when I got here. That's on you. All right, where are my seniors? One, two, three, get up. All right, so these are our seniors who are graduating this year. So, yeah, a round of applause. Right, so, and what plans, if any, you have after high school?
I'm Caden Fallon, and after high school, I'm going to UGA to study computer science.
Ellie, and after high school, I'm going to Georgia College and State University to get a major in elementary education.
My name is Lauren Combs, and I plan on pursuing my interpreting career in the Japanese language. I'll speak a little bit. Murasaki no sakana no namae wa jō desu. Jō wa yasai desu. Jō wa 20 doru desu. Jō wa kau kudasai desu. Ka? 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 You don't get to know. It's church appropriate, don't worry. I wouldn't do that.
I understood every word of what you said.
No, you did not.
No, I didn't actually, no. Don't understand Japanese. All right, bring you up here just to embarrass yourselves. Your parents and I actually have a surprise for you. So, our English Standard Version Journaling Bibles. So these are your standard ESV Bibles with little margins on the sides to journal in. But your names are engraved into the Bibles. And not just that. What I've done is I've given these Bibles to your parents, and they've written words of encouragement next to them. And then what they've done is they pass it on to people who are important in your lives. Teachers, coaches, mentors. Whenever you open up your Bible, you'll see a word of encouragement from someone you love and from someone who loves you. So these are yours now. Funny service that these are theirs, and then I actually had to ask for them back so I could present them again during second service. But I promise you, these are yours now. These are yours now. Journal in them, underline, highlight, but please, because this is one of the ways that God speaks to us. Not just that, I also have some assigned reading for you guys. You thought you were out of high school. College, there's a lot of this stuff. But this is An Unhurried Life by Alan Fadling. And this is a book that has had a profound impact on my life. Of getting things done for Jesus, I've forgotten to take a step back, rest, and spend time with him. Work is important. So as you go your separate ways, as you go out into the real world, life will get busy. But to rest and to spend time in Jesus' presence. Lauren, Leah, Caden, it's been an absolute pleasure to be a youth pastor. I will continue praying for you as we go our separate ways. Y'all are welcome to continue coming to youth group through the summer. But as we go our separate ways, remember this. Even when you cannot love yourself, Jesus loves you. He wants what's best for you. I'd I'd like to end service a bit differently, is extend your hand towards our seniors. And what we're going to do is we're going to pray over them as a congregation. I'm going to say we're going to pray out. So everyone, go ahead and bow your heads.
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you. He may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness. Protect you through the storm. May he be at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again.
Gracie, pray for us.
Hello? Dear God, thank you for this wonderful day and all that you've given us. Please bless these seniors as they make their way through the next chapter of their life, and be with them through them, and have them have a stronger connection with you throughout their journey. Please let us leave here today knowing the word of God